Welcome back. This is the Don Crow Show. I'm Greg Roussel sitting in for Don today, and we have an exciting next 30 minutes. But good news, right? The sun's coming back. I like that.
At some point it may.
At some point it may.
It's not looking very positive.
Well, okay, we're running a race. We call it the Freedom Run. I'm running for the work I do here in D.C., and we need it to be a little bit warmer. That's all I'm saying. Well, listen, we got to get right to this topic. The left wants to deconstruct the idea of what it means to be a woman, and moms can stop it. And I agree that there's been a war against boys. Now there's a war against women and girls. People are starting to wake up to this and to talk about it. Kimberly Fletcher, founder, president, and CEO of Moms for America. Welcome, Kimberly.
Oh, thank you. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, the pleasure's ours. Eight children?
Eight children. Six of them boys.
You are blessed. Well, we had five boys in our family, and I used to tell my mom, Mom, you are very blessed. Well, they do say, you know, one of the things, just when I saw that, I just said, you know, that is a big divide over the fact whether people have children or not, whether people have families or not. Well, anyway, listen, let's get into the topic. It's very, very important because we're talking about taking back the narrative. So the secular left, I call them secular Puritans or secular pietists or statists. They've been in the business of creating a false narrative, you know, a false narrative that men are always toxic, that family is a prison. And now women aren't even women, or they are if a man says that he wants to be. So tell us what we're up against with this, because if we can't even just say male, female anymore, I don't see how society can survive.
Well, the irony of all of this is that it's actually women who are doing it. So they're right. Trying that this radical feminist movement has been on marching orders to try and destroy everything that has created this foundation in America that starts with families. So they go after the men, they go after the family relationship, they go after husband and wife. And now they're going after women. Women erasing women. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. But there's a conference that they hold at the United Nations every year. It's called the Status on the Conference of Women. A conference on the status of women, I apologize. And it's a two-week conference, and the whole entire goal of this conference is to come out with a document of agreed conclusions, which is not law, but they consider it soft law, because when it comes back to the countries, then they start using that document to create policies. And so in 2017, the objective of the whole conference was to redefine motherhood as unpaid work that needs to be recognized, reduced, and redistributed. And these developing countries, these moms in these developing countries, got all up in arms and rallied together and said, no, you are not going to diminish what we do and why we do it to something like that that can just be handed off to someone else. So the bottom line is they know the power of moms. They know the influence that we have, so they want women to not have children. They want us to not be in a relationship. They want to convince all these women out there that you're better off on your own, without children, husbandless, and having this important career. And what we're doing is we're countering that and saying, no, the most important thing that you'll ever do, the greatest influence you'll ever have, and the greatest act of patriotism you will ever perform for your country is in the walls of your own home. Wow. And everything you else do outside of that is just a bonus.
Right. Well, you know, to me, one of the things that you say in the article that I have is that they start to lie to us. Sometimes if we just take a step back and just think of the concrete reality of our life, especially when it's good, you think about your grandparents. You know, you think about, you know, the fact that what you do and what you don't do. And grandma was, grandpa too, but I'm just saying, but grandma was the one that would tell you straight at the Thanksgiving table yes or no about something. You always assume she would give you the straight scoop of what is true. And like you said, these are folks who said, hey, if we can get these grandmas and grandpas, and I mean, I'm even seeing, like, you know, moms at abortion rallies with their children, you know, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's like the maternal instinct somehow is being destroyed. Well, when you turn it on its head, like you said, they can create a whole new narrative, but it's so damaging to us. So talk about how they actually start to create this narrative so then we can not only undermine it, but maybe we can take it back.
Well, so they start by creating all of these different names for gender ideology, for sexual preferences, and they've gotten to the point now where they've had to come up with a whole new word because you can't say woman, so they've come up with cisgender. So there are a couple of things that we're doing in trying to help mothers understand is, first of all, what your children are being exposed to. Because the younger they're exposed to these things, the more they're going to be susceptible to believing them. Right. And there's a great book out there called The Emperor's New Clothes, a classic book by Hans Christian Andersen. And we're like, you know what? You should be reading this to your young children at least once a week, so that they recognize the lies when they see them and can stand up and say, hello, the emperor is naked.
Yeah, and that's right.
And it was actually my daughter came up with this idea because she was so frustrated with all of these lies that are being told about how you have to be outside the home and you can't be, to be an influence and to be contributing to society. And she's like, you know, she's a very successful young woman. She's 36 years old. She's got multiple degrees. She's a published author. And she's like, I'd give it all away to be a mom.
Yeah,
and it's just, you know, it just hasn't happened for her. And so she said, she and our vice president both said, we need to restore motherhood, this idea of the value of motherhood. And so she launched under a project with Moms for America, Future Moms for America. And they are now going out there talking to all these young high school and college kids saying, listen, there is value in this idea of motherhood whenever it comes your way. Fulfill your dreams, but don't write that off because the world is telling you that it doesn't matter. So we've got to push back with their narrative by bringing in the positive of what it means to be a mother, the gifts that you have by being a mother. And you cannot hug an award that you've received or when you move up on the ladder, that ladder
right.
you've been holding on to, and that's not going to keep you warm and fuzzy in your older years. But the memories that you create, the relationships that you develop, those are the things that not only sustain a family, they sustain a society and will impact our country in a positive way. So they need to understand that the reason that this constant attack is coming against women and mothers is because we are the keepers of the culture.
Right.
We are the greatest influence in society, and they need us out of the way, away from our children and not having children. And we are going to continue to fight back against that narrative because ours has more substance.
You're right, and it blesses, you know, even as a young pastor, I used to always tell the guys, hey, even your job, I mean, your job is to be a provider, to be the head of the house, and to be the ultimate servant to the family needs. I said, but don't ever supplant, I mean, the family is still the issue. Your wife, your children, that's the issue, not your job. And here it seems the lie is, well, if the men can do it, then we can be stupid too. And I just used to say, no, we all need to get back to what's right. Now, you know, it's really interesting. We were just talking about the NCAA Title IX stuff. Folks, this is where this stuff's going, the idiocy and the chaos that they're going to sow. We were just saying, you know, you're going to pay these athletes $30,000, $40,000. Well, I can already tell you that there's going to be a lot of transgender guys going, you know what, I want to get into women's sports now because there's money. We're going to incentivize this chaos in a way. And there's right now they have no way to push it back because they're saying there is no difference between men and women. And you're going, this is crazy. So they lie to us. They personalize the lies so our hearts get in it. I think the one thing that I have a hard time with is they demonize people like you. And I think this is the hard part for me is that we can't let this stand anymore. Enough with the demonizations and the way because now they're not talking with us. They're just calling us names. And you probably put up with a lot of that, don't you?
Oh, we do. We get all kinds of cute little postcards in the mail.
Okay.
But, you know, if you're not over the target, then you're not being attacked.
I like
and
that.
So we're going to continue to stand up for what is right and what's true and common sense and those things that unite us as a people. You cannot conquer a country unless you have first divided the people within it. And that is the goal. The ultimate goal is to completely turn the United States of America upside down, create a communist dictatorship, and where everybody below the top echelon are equally miserable. And nobody wants that.
Right.
And when you can explain where it is that we're going and where it is that we've been compared to, I mean, literally, we're right now living in Hitler's China Hitler's Germany mouths China and Stalin's Russia. And the most American people don't know that. And they're using our children to turn the culture. And they are using this constant confusion to cause everybody to just be disrupted. And they have to go after the mothers because, I mean, no offense on all our amazing men out there, but we have a lot of common sense.
Hey, now this sounds like I'm having a discussion with my wife right now.
Well, I tell my husband all the time, we give birth and then we spend the rest of our lives trying to keep our men alive because we're always doing crazy things.
Well, listen, we are talking with Kimberly Fletcher, and we're talking about the issue of the deconstruction of women, and she's for MomsForAmerica.us, where we've been, where we're going, and how we can change that trajectory. And we're going to be back to talk more about this with Kimberly in just a minute.
Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. With growing optimism about new artificial intelligence tools outweighing nervousness about tomorrow's November jobs report, stocks powered higher today. Technology issues leading the advance. The S&P 500 rose 36 points. The Dow Industrials rebounded 63. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite jumped 193, or 1.4%. Shares of Google parent Alphabet leaped 5.3% as traders continued to cheer the launch of the company's AI model, Gemini. Shares of chipmaker AMD soared nearly 10%. Reporting quarterly results after Wednesday's close, GameStop posted a year-over-year sales decline, but the video games retailer's net loss was much smaller than a year ago. Now, GameStop shares initially fell, but ended the Thursday session with a sharp gain, 10.25%. Make it a sixth straight decline for U.S. oil futures as the market's bearish trend continues. January crude slipped 4 cents today, settling at $69.34 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money the same day.
Starting December 11th, walk into a Jackson Hewitt for an early loan on your tax refund, and you could walk out with up to $1,000.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money. Missing out would be cray.
Appointments go fast. Book yours now at JacksonHewitt.com. Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Thinning hair is normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
It made my hair stronger.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
You've got nothing to lose and everything to grow. Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com.
Get ready for an unforgettable night of laughter with the hilarious comedy of Jeff Allen.
I'm a functioning hypochondriac. This is how God protects his children. It's my ADHD that keeps my hypochondria manageable.
Don't miss your chance to see Jeff Allen's Are We There Yet? Comedy tour when it makes its stop in the DMV.
On those days that I've convinced myself that I need an ambulance, by the time I actually get to the phone to call one, I've been distracted 4 or 5 times. So.
WAVA presents Jeff Allen, Saturday, December 9th, at Grace Church in Dumfries, Virginia.
I do wind up in the kitchen. I got the telephone, but I can't remember why I'm holding the telephone. And that's when I order the pizza.
Save $10 per ticket by going to WAVA.com right now to secure your seats.
My kids love me. Dad's dying again. Really, pepperoni pops. Come on.
Don't miss comedian Jeff Allen.
Sponsored by Streetlight Community Outreach Ministries, helping those in need. Find us on your smart speaker and on your phone. WAVA.
And I'm Greg Seltz. This is the Don Crow Show, sitting in for Don today. And we are having a great conversation about moms help take back the narrative in culture. Now, you were talking about how the secular statist, whatever, left-wing folks, they're trying to deconstruct women. And one of the things I've always found out is that these deconstructionists, and that's a big word in college today, oh, we deconstructed that. They never reconstruct anything. You know, that's the one thing I found out. You know, they talk about how they're breaking this down and breaking that down. I said, well, what did you build? Nothing. And like you were even talking about, they sow chaos, and utopia is always common misery, except for those who are the, you know, the elites. But again, I love how you said, hey, moms, we can stop this. So let's talk about that. taking back this narrative. You said starting early with our children. That's a great, obviously, thing. But, you know, then we're sending them off to schools, and they're contradicting those narratives a lot more today, too. Tell us a little bit more about what we can do to instill this back in our children.
Well, there's a couple of things. We really need to start with moms, because if the moms aren't understanding what America's about and what it is we're facing, then they don't know how to effectively counter it, or they even know that there's something to counter. They're
right.
Starting to see that. And so one of the things that we have is we have a program called the Cottage Meeting Project. It's like Tupperware for Liberty. And you just bring in other women into your home, and you sit down in the discussion groups, and you learn the true story of America, the Constitution in a way that I've never learned it before. Learn what your rights are, where they come from, how to effectively exercise them. And so that helps these moms to get excited and impassioned and empowered so that they can go out and fight these battles in their local communities and know how to talk to their children. We get the emails a lot from moms who are like, you know, my daughter, my son, they're going to college for talking points, and nobody gave us the talking points.
Right.
And so we have these great relationships with people like Heritage Foundation. They put out a great booklet called How to Talk About. And it was all of these things that our kids are being told and what the truth is, so that we can have talking point conversations with our children as they get older. But we really need to understand from the very beginning, once we have a passionate understanding of what America really is about, then we need the tools to be able to fight for those values and those standards and principles that made America the freest, most prosperous nation on earth. So we have an Empowered Moms Resource Center. And on there, we have all kinds of information on how you can tackle these conversations in your school district, in your community, and in your home. And if you want to be able to take your children out of school, you need to be able to know how to do that.
Right.
So from the kitchen table to the school board, Empowered Moms Resource Center helps you take back control of your children's education. And if you want to pull them out, we teach you how to do it safely and effectively. If you want to keep them in, then we help you know how to do that and protect your children. You have to counter what's happening in their lives. And we have to be at least as much of an influence as the world is, because they're hearing from the world every day, all day long. And then they come home and we're too tired to spend time with them. We have got to take control of that situation. We also need to understand the college isn't necessarily where our kids need to go. They're pushing this college thing because that's where they can indoctrinate our children. But our kids will make more money by not going to college, have less debt, and won't be indoctrinated. So we need to look at various different career fields that, instead of throwing them into college, figure out what it is that they're passionate about and what they want to do, so you can navigate. And maybe they do need to go to college because they want to be a doctor or a lawyer or something. But most people don't need to go to college. And it's really kind of become a waste of time and money. And they're using that, too, as a political weapon to push all these ideologies, not just on our children, but on our society. So we have to be informed about what's happening. And then we need to have the tools and resources to combat it. But the most powerful thing that we as an organization offer is this connection. We connect you in your local community, and we connect you with moms across the country, so that you can all learn from each other, support and encourage one another on whatever those battles are you're having. And right now, one of the biggest battles that families are facing is what their children are being taught about this, like, transgender dysphoria, boys can be girls can be boys. This is a major battle right now, not just with families fighting against society, but internally, because they are transitioning our kids mentally and emotionally before they ever get to the physical idea
right.
of it.
Right.
And men and boys are taking advantage of this. So we've got to teach our boys how to treat women properly, and we've got to treat our girls how to stand up and be strong women. And all of those things are things that we can do in the home, because there's nothing that's going on outside the home that can't be countertailed or curtailed inside the home.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. And, you know, it was amazing because, you know, I had all boys in my family, but we only have one daughter, and I love it. She's the joy of my life. But my wife, I didn't know anything about, you know, growing up with girls at all. And my wife said, no, from 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, for sure, you are the most important person. And now, when you think about that, she actually, you know, because, you know, as they get older, daughters and moms become closer again. But back in that moment, she said, that's so vital. Well, that was, if I didn't think that way, I could have lost those years. And now she's one of the joys of my life. And you think about parenting, the father, the mother, to the boys and to the girls, and how important that is. Well, here comes this school that says, no, that's our job. and we're going to actually pit them against you. And somehow this is going to be good. So you're saying what I love about it. And by the way, you were talking about the talking points. I just read that the Washington Post is producing conversation starters for you to have with your families around the holidays. And it's going to be all about the other nonsense. And you're going to we're training little socialists to go home and disrupt their families and to say Christmas is not this and not that. And I thought, see, they're producing talking points. And you're saying, right, we have another way of doing that, too. So I love that. And you know what else? Again, taking, like you're just doing, showing that this way of going that's anti-family, anti-woman, anti-male-female, it never ends well because it's not a construct. It's built into our nature, right?
Yeah, it is our divine nature.
Right.
It's our divine nature as women to nurture, to teach. It's our divine nature as men to preside, protect, provide. And we work together in those roles for the divine nature of our children, right, to be able to grow up in this family unit, because that family unit, that's their first form of government. That's their first understanding of society. So whatever we as the husband, wife, the mother and father are creating, that's what they're going to see and understand and what they're going to stand for. So those things have got to be nurtured in the home. And if they are, I mean, we would never send our kids outside the door in the winter, in the cold winter day, without a coat, a hat and a glove. But we send our kids out in the world every day completely unprepared. And we have got to put those heartfelt stories of what America is about, of truths, of the, what our identity is and where it came from. And so that all of these other things that they're being exposed to just become nonsense. And eventually our kids will stand up and look at everybody and go, "Yo, we're nuts."
Right.
And they'll go back.
Yeah, where'd this come from? Right.
Well, right. Okay. And here's some really great news. I want to tell you this. This is so exciting. So, you know, you have all these generations that they've named. You've got the generation X, generation Z,
yeah.
Y, Z, they have started over again. Okay. My grandchildren are generation Alpha. And
is that
I believe
right?
They are going to be the ones that turn this around. And it's going to be those of us who have the stewardship over them,
right,
the responsibility and the privilege of being able to be in their lives, whether as parents or teachers or in whatever way, that's going to help prepare them. But it's already happening. I can already see these young kids, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old, who are looking around going, "What is going on? And why are people doing this?"
Exactly.
They're not buying it.
Well, listen, Moms for America, what a place to start. Give everybody the website real quick so that people can find out more about you.
Absolutely. It's momsforamerica.us.
Great. Well, Kimberly, it's been great to talk to you because, like you said, I think when mothers do the even fathers, when we talk about headship, folks, headship in the Bible is servanthood. It's being the head servant, and then moms and dads together find a way to actually serve each other in the name of Christ. You know, what a beautiful thing for kids to see. Thank you for being part of the solution. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll be back in just a minute.
This is Norm, Service Manager at A-Action Home Services. For all your electric, plumbing, and heating needs, call 703-922-1900 so you too can say, "Problem solved."
Don't miss In Touch with Charles Stanley weekday mornings at 8:30 on Life-Changing Talk Radio WAVA.
This is John MacArthur inviting you to join me for Portraits of Grace. What do you think of when you hear the word saint? Most people think of men and women who are especially holy or who have been canonized by an official church body. But the Greek word translated saints in the New Testament literally means holy ones and refers to all true believers. That means if you're in Christ Jesus, you're a saint. With that privilege comes the responsibility of living a holy life. And as you yield to the Holy Spirit within you through prayer and obedience to God's word, the characteristics of a true saint will become increasingly evident in your life. I hope you'll make that commitment this very day. This is John MacArthur, trusting your lives are portraits of grace.
We can tell you about the incredible success we bring to local businesses, but it's better when it comes directly from our satisfied clients. Here's just one example.
After searching for a new vendor to handle my search marketing campaign, I contacted Salem Surround after seeing the great work they did for another restoration company in the different market. Their team of experts recommended a mix of multiple tactics designed to get my business the most quality leads at the lowest cost, making my marketing budget stretch further. In our first year partnering with Salem Surround, we recorded our best year to date, and I've told many people how blessed I was to find them. The representative answered the phone every time I called and quickly addressed any questions or concerns I had.
Let Salem Surround give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and show you what your competition is doing. Then we can come up with a personalized plan that's perfect for your needs. Google Salem Surround DC and let our marketing experts help you achieve real success. Remember to Google Salem Surround DC today.
Leading the Way with Michael Youssef. Weekday mornings at 11 on Life Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, a top 10 university for online bachelor's programs. Tap to learn more or visit us at asuonline.asu.edu.